This is a Mentioning Liz podcast from mentioningliz.com. Thank you for downloading this Mentioning Liz podcast from mentioningliz.com. Vamos a practicar algunas expresiones útiles en inglés. Primero, de nivel básico. Escucha y repite. ¿Cómo te llamas? What's your name? Repite. Name. Your name. What's your name? What's your name? ¿De dónde eres? Where are you from? Repite. From. You from. Where are you from? Escucha la entonación. Where are you from? Repite. Where are you from? Where are you from? What's your name? ¿Cómo estás? How are you? Repite. How are you? How are you? ¿Qué hora es? What time is it? Repite. What time is it? What time is it, please? What time is it, please? ¿Cómo se escribe tu nombre? How do you spell your name? Repite. Your name. Spell your name. How do you spell your name? Con intonación. How do you spell your name? How do you spell your name? ¿Dónde vives? Where do you live? Repite. Live. You live. Do you live? Where do you live? Where do you live? ¿Hablas español? Do you speak Spanish? Repite. Spanish. Speak Spanish. Do you? Do you speak Spanish? Intonación. Do you speak Spanish? Do you speak Spanish? ¿Entiendes? Do you understand? Repite. Understand. You understand? Do you understand? Repite. Do you understand? Do you understand? Very good. Si quieres decir que estás de acuerdo en inglés, se dice I agree. Repeat. I agree. The verb is to agree. Así que no se dice I'm agree. What's the noun? El sustantivo of the verb to agree. It's agreement. Se puede decir I'm in agreement. Aunque se suena un poco más formal. Repeat. I'm in agreement. In agreement. I'm in agreement. I'm in agreement with you. I am in total agreement with you. I am in complete agreement. I agree 100%. I am 100% in agreement with you. What's the opposite of I agree? I disagree, or I don't agree. No estoy de acuerdo. Repeat. I disagree. I disagree totally. I disagree completely. I completely disagree. I'm sorry, I don't agree with you. How do we say in English, ¿qué piensas tú? What do you think? Repeat. What do you think? What does she think? What does he think? What do I think? I think you're crazy. Creo que sí, in English, es I think so. Y creo que no, es I don't think so. Repeat. I think so. Yes, I think so. I don't think so. No, I don't think so. It or that drives me crazy means me vuelve loco. Repeat. It drives me crazy. That drives me crazy. You drive me crazy. That dog drives me crazy. This traffic is driving me crazy. Shut up, you're driving me crazy. ¿Cómo se dice no me importa en inglés? I don't care. Repeat. I don't care. I don't care. No me importa qué pienses. I don't care what you think. Me importa un bledo, un rábano, un pepino. I couldn't care less. Repeat. I couldn't care less. Or, I don't give a damn. Repeat. I don't give a damn. ¿A ti qué te importa? What business is it of yours? Repeat. What business is it of yours? What business is it of yours? Me gusta. I like it. Remember the object, it. No se suele decir solo I like in inglés. You usually like something. I like football. I like chocolate and coffee. I like Keira Knightley. I like her. Do you like cycling? Yes, I do. I like it very much. I like it very much. No olvides el it. And the opposite of I like it is I don't like it. No me gusta. Repeat. I don't like it. No me gusta nada. I don't like it at all. Los sonidos de las últimas cuatro palabras se juntan. Escucha. Like it at all. Repeat. All. At all. It at all. Like it at all. I don't like it at all. I don't like it at all. Es genial. It's brilliant. It's great. It's fantastic. It's wonderful. It's cool. It's really cool. Okay, let's practice some different ways for asking for an opinion. Listen and repeat. Well, what do you think? What about you? What's your view? How do you see it then? Good. Now some ways of giving your opinion in English. Listen and repeat. In my opinion, I believe that. Personally, I think. As I see it, it seems to me that, as far as I'm concerned. Excellent. Now we'll look at agreeing. Listen and repeat. I couldn't agree more. Repeat. Agree more. I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more. Now with intonation. I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more. I think these podcasts are wonderful. I couldn't agree more. Spain is a fantastic country. What do you think? English food is disgusting. What do you think? I think so too. You're quite right. Yes, absolutely. That's true. Can't argue with that. That's a good point. I couldn't have said it better. I think we see eye to eye on this. That's great. Now, disagreeing. Listen and repeat. I'm afraid I can't accept that. I'm not sure you're right there. I'm sorry, I can't go along with that. I'm afraid I disagree with you. And now some more informal expressions for disagreeing. Listen and repeat. You've got that wrong. You're dead wrong. You must be joking. Okay, let's look at ways of interrupting. Listen and repeat. Sorry, but. Just a second. Can I come in here? Sorry to interrupt, but. Excuse me for a second. Could I just say something? May I add something here? Very good. Now, clarifying expressions. It's important to know how to clarify. Clarificar in English. Listen and repeat. So, if I understand correctly, you think... Actually, what I said was... Now, let me get this straight. So, what you're saying is... Actually, that's not what I mean. No, what I wanted to say was... Good. And finally, some expressions for returning to the topic. Volver al tema. Listen and repeat. Anyway, in any case, where was I? Oh, yes. As I was saying, yes, but to go back to what I was saying, getting back to the point. Thank you for listening. That was a Mansion Inglés podcast from mansioninglés.com. Music was by Anthony Rajakov. The track, Waves Trying to Catch a Marvel. Adult Only, the track was Overlove. Beat Juice from the album Slow Motions. The track was Tears 2. And Canon in D Major by Kevin MacLeod. Creative Commons license from Jamendo.com.